Lesson 2. Outcomes. Describe how thermal energy impacts fire behavior. Thermal energy, heat, a working knowledge of fire dynamics, requires an understanding of temperature, energy, and power, or heat release rate. Firefighters often use these terms interchangeably because the differences between the terms are not always understood. Difference between heat release rate and temperature. Heat. The thermal kinetic energy needed to release the potential chemical energy in a fuel. As heat begins to vibrate, the molecules in a fuel, the fuel begins a physical change from a solid or liquid to a gas. The fuel emits flammable vapors, which can ignite and release thermal energy. This new source of thermal energy begins to heat other uninvolved fuels, converting their energy and spreading the fire. Temperature, the measurement of heat. More specifically, it is the measurement of the average kinetic energy in the particles of a sample of matter. A block of wood at room temperature has stable molecules and is in no danger of ignition. When thermal energy transfers to the wood is heated, and the temperature of the wood rises because the molecules have begun to vibrate and move more freely and rapidly. Temperature can be measured using several different scales. The most common are the Celsius scale, used in the International System of Units, SI, metric system, and the Fahrenheit scale, used in the Imperial system. The freezing and boiling points of water provide a simple way to compare these two scales. Figure 4.12. Measurement of heat is measured in Celsius, SI units, or Fahrenheit, Imperial units, with water's freezing and boiling points as a reference. Not an accurate measurement of heat transfer. On its own, it cannot accurately indicate the danger in a fire scenario. Heat release rate. A dangerous misconception is that temperature is an accurate predictor or measurement of heat transfer. It is not. For example, one candle burns at the same temperature as 10 candles. However, the heat release rate, KW, of the 10 candles is 10 times greater than one candle at the same temperature. The increased heat release rate results in an increased heat transfer rate to an object. This energy flow to a unit area, heat flux, is measured in kilowatts per square meter. Translated to an interior fire environment, the temperature in the structure may be within tolerances for personal protective equipment. However, the heat flux to the PPE from the fire indicates the real measurement of how long the PPE will protect you. Note, the temperature tells you it is safe to go in, but the heat transfer rate, not the temperature, tells you how long you can stay in. Sources of thermal energy. Chemical, electrical, and mechanical energy are common sources of heat that result in the ignition of a fuel. They can all transfer heat, cause the temperature of a substance to increase, and are most frequently the ignition sources of structure fires. Chemical energy. Chemical energy is the most common source of heat in combustion reactions. The potential for oxidation exists when any combustible fuel is in contact with oxygen. The oxidation process almost always results in the production of thermal energy. Figure 4.13. Self-heating, form of oxidation. A chemical reaction that increases the temperature of a material without the addition of external heat. Spontaneous ignition. Ignition without the addition of external heat. Self-heating can lead to this. Oxidation and spontaneous ignition. Understanding oxidation. Oxidation normally produces thermal energy slowly. The energy dissipates almost as fast as it is generated. External heat sources like sunlight can start or speed up this process. Conditions for self-heating, spontaneous ignition. For a substance to self-ignite, it must retain heat faster than its loss due to the insulation properties of surrounding materials. The heat production rate must be sufficient to bring the material to its auto-ignition temperature. There must be enough oxygen available to sustain combustion. Table 4.5 lists some common materials that are subject to self-heating. Example of spontaneous ignition. Linseed oil-soaked rags balled up and left in a corner can spontaneously ignite. The heat generated by the oxidation of the oil is trapped by the cloth, which can lead to an increase in temperature and eventually cause ignition. Chemical reaction rates and temperature. The rate of chemical reactions, including oxidation, generally increases with the temperature of the materials involved. If the generated heat exceeds the dissipated heat, the material may reach its auto-ignition temperature and ignite spontaneously. Electrical energy can generate temperatures high enough to ignite any combustible materials near the heated area. Examples of electrical heating. Figure 4.14. Resistance heating. Heat produced by electric current flowing through a conductor. Devices like incandescent lamps, ranges, ovens, or portable heaters are designed to make use of resistance heating. Other electrical equipment is designed to limit resistance heating under normal operating conditions. Overcurrent overload. When the current flowing through a conductor exceeds its design limits, the conductor may overheat and present an ignition hazard. Overcurrent or overload is unintended resistance heating. Arcing, a high-temperature luminous electric discharge across a gap or through a medium, i.e. charred insulation, often generated when there is a gap in a conductor, such as a cut or frayed wires, or when there is high voltage, static electricity, or lightning. Sparking occurs alongside arcing, where luminous, glowing particles may splatter and ignite nearby materials. Mechanical energy. Friction and compression generate mechanical energy. Figure 4.15. The movement of two surfaces against each other creates heat of friction that generates heat and or sparks. Heat is generated when a gas is compressed. Friction, the movement of surfaces against each other, increases temperature, potentially causing ignition. Compression, the process of applying a force to a material or object, causing it to decrease in volume and become more compact. E.g. diesel engines use this principle to ignite fuel vapors without spark plugs. This principle is also the reason that SCBA cylinders feel warm to the touch after they are filled. When a compressed gas expands, the gas absorbs heat. This absorption accounts for the way the cylinder cools when a CO2 extinguisher is discharged. Heat transfer. Heat transfer is a key concept in thermodynamics, which is the science of how heat moves and behaves. In fire dynamics, heat transfer from the initial fuel package, burning object, to other fuels in and beyond the fire's origin, affects the growth of every fire. Heat transfer and fire growth. When something burns, the heat from this fuel package doesn't stay put. It moves outwards to nearby objects. This movement of heat can cause those objects to catch fire too, leading to the growth of the fire. Thermal equilibrium, state in which all areas of an object have a uniform temperature. Heat has a natural tendency to spread out evenly. This means it will always move from a hotter area, like a burning log, to a cooler area, like a nearby curtain, until both are at the same temperature. When two objects reach the same temperature, heat transfer between them stops because they've achieved what's known as thermal equilibrium. Rate of heat transfer. The rate at which heat transfers is related to the temperature differential of the bodies and the thermal conductivity of the materials involved. Temperature differential. The speed at which heat moves from one object to another depends on the temperature difference between them. If one body is much hotter than the other, heat will transfer more quickly. Thermal conductivity. This is a property of a material that indicates how well it can transfer heat. Materials with high thermal conductivity, like metals, transfer heat faster than those with lower conductivity, like wood or glass. Heat can be transferred through three mechanisms: conduction, convection, and radiation. Conduction. This is the process where heat moves through a material or between materials that are in direct contact. It's like when a metal spoon gets hot after being left in a pot of boiling water. Convection. This occurs when heat is carried away by a fluid, such as air or water. For instance, when hot air rises from a radiator and circulates around a room. Radiation. Heat can also be transferred through electromagnetic waves, similar to how the sun heats the earth. An example is feeling the warmth of a fireplace, even when you're not directly next to it. Conduction. Conduction occurs when heat is transferred between solid objects, in this case between the door and the firefighter's hand. Conduction is the transfer of heat through and between solids. It occurs when a material is heated as a result of direct contact with a heat source. Heat source contact. Conduction occurs when a material is heated as a result of direct contact with a heat source. Figure 4.16. molecular activity. Conduction results from increased molecular motion and collisions between a substance's molecules, resulting in the transfer of energy through the substance. Efficiency of conduction. The more closely packed the molecules of a substance are, the more readily it will conduct heat. E.g., if a fire heats a metal pipe on one side of a wall, the heat conducted through the pipe can ignite wooden framing components in the wall or nearby combustibles on the other side of the wall. Heat transfer due to conduction is dependent upon three factors. Area being heated. The size of the area being heated affects how much heat is transferred. A larger area means more space for heat to flow into. Temperature gradient. The difference in temperature between the heat source and the material being heated drives the process. The larger the difference, the faster the heat transfer. Material conductivity. This is about how well a material allows heat to pass through it. Each material has its own rate, which can be seen in Table 4.6. For instance, copper conducts heat much faster than steel, and steel conducts heat much faster than concrete. Insulating materials. Materials that slow the conduction of heat. A good insulator structure, often made of fine particles or fibers with void spaces between them, filled with a gas such as air, disrupts the point-to-point transfer of heat or thermal energy. Since air and gas conduct heat poorly due to the wide spacing of their molecules, they're excellent insulators.